Good to be back on. It's been a while. Went to a really great retreat and did a lot of meditating and got myself, went through some ups and downs to say the least, but gonna go back in there and trade a little bit, watch earnings season, which starts pretty much this week. And I'm just gonna trade smaller than normal for a while and get my momentum back. But I just came back on to share some, I think, really important lessons. I remember learning this in my late 20s, actually, and writing this down. I think I even put it like at the foot of my bed or under my bed or something funny for a long time about, in the absence of trading too big, there's really no problems trading and or no problems that you can't overcome in trading. And this slightly contradicts things I've said before about going really big at the right times. But there's a difference between going really big when you have already laid some seeds that are working and you're adding and you have an exit strategy for that piece that you've added, and then it starts to work out and you're really big for a while and maybe you have a large windfall, but that's coming on the back of some momentum and some well thought out trading and some testing to get to that position. That's kind of how I like to trade, at least. But what happens is, well, let me just go back a little bit. So if you're staying small, if you're trading small, and small is relative, right? If you have $100 million, small is huge for some people. If you're trading with, you know, a $10,000 account, then small is different small. It's really relative. So small for you is a size where after a bunch of losses, your emotional state doesn't change all that much. You might be a little annoyed, but you really can bounce back very quickly. So you're always feeling optimistic. And that's the most important thing you can possibly do for yourself in trading. And because when you lose that and you trade too big, you tighten up, you go into survival emotions, you go into fight or flight. Your brain actually goes into what's called high beta brain waves, which has been shown to be, you can't learn in high beta. You watch TV, you're in alpha, which is a suggestible state. That's why they put commercials in front of you. When you meditate, you go into alpha, theta. If you're in a really advanced meditator, you can go into total bliss and universal consciousness, which is gamma waves. So basically though, when you are listening to me right now, you're probably in mid to low beta, which is kind of an analytical kind of listening and studying and learning type of a thing. High beta is you're arguing with your partner, you are stressed out in traffic, you're trying to analyze your trading mistakes, you have FOMO, it's high beta. Nothing good ever happens there. The more you recognize that you're there and the quicker you just take a break, better off you'll be. Of course, easier said than done, but super important skill in trading, in life especially, but massive skill to get good at in trading. But meditating regularly is a great way to continually feel calm and able to get yourself out of that state. So when you trade small, what you're doing is you're constantly staying, you can just take a lot of punches, it doesn't really bother you. And when you stay strong like that, you can quickly pick up momentum and take off. And we all know how it is with a couple of good trades and you feel great and then you start a good streak. But when you take a big loser like I did, like what I detailed previously, and I've done this before, this is an extra big mistake this year, it knocks you out of the game, knocked me out of the game for a while, mentally and emotionally. I just couldn't get back in there. I couldn't get out of bed to do it. And trading, if I trade that same trade smaller, I got no problems. I just get up and do it again. No big deal. But why does that happen? Well, when you do well for a long time, or think about a sport, like a tennis player, a basketball player, whatever you want. You start hitting your shots. All of a sudden, you're shooting deeper. You're shooting with the guys in your face, and you're making them. And all of a sudden, you stop making them because it's not smart. It's not highly probable. You're going for winners in tennis. You're trying to play every ball. You know, when you're on a hot streak and you're about to give it up, you try to trade every move. Like, I'm so good, it's going to go down, but I think it's going to go up first. So I'm going to quickly buy it and then sell it. And you think you can do everything. Eventually, it's your undoing because you have to be active in everything. And then you start doing it bigger because you've been doing so well. Well, shit, why not make way more money than you're making? You're so good at this. Let's trade really big and make way more money. Why would we not do that? And then eventually what happens is you get bigger, the emotions go up, the awareness goes down, you start freezing at the wrong times, the big loss happens eventually, always happens, and then you lose that momentum. You're knocked out of the game. And then trading small to make it back seems like a horrible idea because it sucks to have to trade for 3 months to make back something you lost in one day. That's no fun. And it's no different than being 200 pounds overweight. If you think about doing one workout, that's not going to make any difference to you. if you think about that, you have to do 1,000 workouts to get in shape, you also feel horrible. So what do? You got to just go in there and just decide to do that one workout for one day. And eventually it's 5 workouts, it's 8 workouts. You know, we've all heard this. And then eventually you feel good. You start losing a little weight, then the believability goes up. Once the believability goes up, it starts becoming fun. You like working out. You get different clothes. You try different lifts, whatever. You know, you get my point. So back to the original thing. In the absence of trading too big, there's no problems. You can even blow your stop losses. If you're trading small enough, you can even massage things and let things go past stop losses. Let it come back. Sometimes the loser is too big. Doesn't matter if you're not trading too big. You can handle all that. I'm not saying you shouldn't use a stop loss. Maybe you need to, but sometimes it's better to feel the market out a little bit. You can't do that when you're trading too big. So the way to trade big is when you have momentum, when you've been doing well, when what you're doing is working, and you add a piece. You add a piece again. When it doesn't work, you get out. Then you get out again. Then you're back to your base, and then maybe you have to get out of that too. And that's not the only, I'm not saying that's the only way to trade. Some people like to load up on a pullback. Okay, well, you can do that, but you need to do it in a size that is reasonable. You don't always have to add and take. I like to add, take off, add. That's how I trade, but that doesn't mean that's the only way to trade. Not at all. I've seen people do many different ways successfully. It's just really, really important to understand that it's just the way things work. It's like a law. This has got to be some kind of law of nature. If you want this small ball and these small wins, and, you know, we've heard the books, Mini Habits and all this stuff, but this stuff works because you're always staying in a good state of mind. And that's everything in trading. You just can't show up the next day if you're not in a good state of mind. So as I pick myself back up, that's what I'm going to be doing. And that's the only reason I got in trouble. Too big. No other problems. It's okay to lose. Just don't lose big. Usually these big things are on the winning side for me, and I got just clobbered on the other side. And pick myself up from it now. It's not easy. It doesn't feel good. Made a stupid mistake. A lot of it was alignment too. Like, I changed time frames, so I was like a little bit off my comfort zone, trading really big in a time frame that I'm not necessarily as good at as the one that I left, but I'm trying to work at it. It's like doing a new sport and, you know, overstepping your bounds or whatever. Just happens. It happens. And you could say it shouldn't happen, but it just does sometimes. So I think it's just really, really important to, I mean, I'm saying this from an experiential level of having this happen to me many times. So I hope people can really swallow this one, because it's really important. And it's as important as what you consume. We talk about consumption. Like, I'm got to the point now where I don't want to read anything really. I mean, I have to read some stuff for the market. And you know, if I have knowledge that's needed to be gained because of personal interest or making, you know, a move in stock or something, I'll read it, but I'm super careful. I want to mute the commercials. I don't want to watch any garbage, because it's all, your brain's in alpha when you watch TV. That's why time kind of freezes. You don't recognize when an hour goes by. You're suggestible to a lot of stuff. So I'm really, I'm off track now, but I'm really watching what I consume. And then back to this topic, though, is the obsession with your own personal momentum. Just like those workouts every day add up, and that meditation practice adds up into somebody who can handle more stress, somebody who's training themselves to be physically fit. This is how you make a lot of money, is you keep doing it small. And small becomes big as your account grows. And sometimes when you're trading small, you end up trading really big, kind of by accident. You just end up with more size on at the right time, because you're adding, it's working, it's not going against you. And then you're just very diligent to cut those ads if they don't work. You got to remember to have an out every time you add. But if you do this, things can be a lot more harmonious in there. And a long streak of losers cannot feel as bad, because it's not that damaging. So I'm talking fully to myself here today, but I just wanted to say that. And it's good to be back on talking about it a little bit again.